regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and Two River Times by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Mr. Leitner. Mr. Dougherty. Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mr. Barabia.
Here.
Mr. Baum.
Here.
Mayor Klutstein.
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so Resolution 78-2022, enter in executive session, personnel. I need a motion and a second.
Move. Second. Bumps.
Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barabia?
Yes.
Mr. Baum?
Yes.
Do you want to...
Yeah, so we're going into executive session to discuss the personnel matter with the police chief. We're obviously taking formal action after the executive session, not regarding the subject of the executive session, but we have a whole meeting to go through. Approximate duration, less than 30 minutes.
Oh.
And
yeah.
The reason that we're doing it in this fashion is because we want to get chief in and out, so we have to sit here for the whole meeting. Okay?
Okay.
So if you want to go in the back room or...
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Is that way?
Why don't I hear that? So we come out, we got to do 70.
The electrician's got to come back on Monday and finish it. Yeah. Then he get everything done.
Are we going to bury the wires?
No, we're done.
No, they put the wrong wire. We gave them the wire, and they didn't use it. They used their own wire, and so...
All right.
Yeah, I'll be behind that one.
Wait, I'm waiting for Steve.
Yeah, you won't see any of this.
Okay. So I need a motion and a second to come out of executive.
Murphy.
Bums.
Okay. Roll call. Are all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we can move on now. So I need a motion and a second to approve the previous meeting minutes for March 18th, special meeting, and March 24th, regular meeting.
Currently moved.
Second.
Okay. Thanks. Roll call. Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Baum?
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here.
Okay. Minutes have passed. Okay. Now, the governor has a proclamation about child abuse, and I'm going to be reading it. Whereas there are about 1.9 million youth aged 17 and under living in New Jersey, and whereas it is estimated that 1 in 100 children experiences abuse, and whereas childhood maltreatment and abuse are traumatic events that increase an individual's adverse childhood experiences, which without intervention can result in a lifelong negative emotional, physical, financial, educational, and social health outcomes, and whereas child abuse is a significant public health crisis, and whereas all children deserve to be nurtured, protected, and free from physical or emotional harm, and whereas the state of New Jersey and the New Jersey Department of Children and Families believes that healthy families raise healthy children, and whereas the state of New Jersey is committed to offering a continuum of community-based child abuse prevention and intervention programs that are culturally competent, strength-based, and family-centered, and whereas the New Jersey Department of Children and Families embraces the standards for prevention programs developed by the New Jersey Task Force on Child Abuse and Neglect, and Whereas, as noted by the U.S. Administration for Children and Families, 2020 review of child protective services across the United States, the rate at which children are maltreated in New Jersey is lower than the national average. And whereas in New Jersey, the rate at which children continue to be maltreated following initial child welfare intervention is significantly lower than the national average. And whereas the rate at which New Jersey relies on out-of-home placement as an intervention to keep children safe is among the lowest in the United States. And whereas all sectors of the community, including law enforcement, medical professionals, schools, courts, and media outlets, as well as numerous public and private agencies, have joined forces to promote public awareness and community involvement in keeping children and their families safe, healthy, and connected during the month of April and throughout the year. Now, therefore, I, Philip D. Murphy, Governor of the State of New Jersey, do hereby proclaim April 2022 as Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. So we have no workshop. Public comment on agenda items only. Mr. Fisher.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Fisher, before you proceed, I just wanted to inform the governing body and the folks here that at the last minute today, we had a very positive development regarding the collective bargaining agreement negotiations with the local PBA 242, which resulted in the creation of a resolution, which obviously did not have time to be added to the agenda that was published. It's resolution 0086-2022, which will be discussed in executive session with the governing body.
Okay.
And after that discussion, if the governing body...
The PBA's offer is going to be discussed in the executive session, right?
Correct.
And then if appropriate, if the governing body feels that you want to tonight, we can adopt a resolution following the second executive session.
That's correct.
If it's your pleasure, or you can table. But it's been That's prepared. Mm-hmm. And it was this again, it was all sort of last minute stuff to make it.
That is correct. That is all correct. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, good. This has to do with resolution 083-2022. It seems that a company has invented some magical organic compound that breaks down plastic. And this resolution seems like it's asking for the DEP to consider some sort of a variance to allow this to happen here. So my first question is, what is this magic compound? Do we know? I mean, to me, if it breaks down plastic, it has to be some sort of solvent-based compound. Okay.
It's not a solvent-based.
Okay.
It's a plant-based.
So what happens to the plastic after it breaks down? What does it become? It's a byproduct now.
Right. It becomes, I guess, dirt. From what I can't go into it. It was through the environmental group that they
commission?
Yeah, the environmental commission. So and the green team. So
is there a representative from the green team?
There is. So, would Morgan?
Just my question.
Thanks. All right, thanks. I know I'm not a scientist. Any other questions? Okie dokie. So let's move on.
I'm just going to read something, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This is part of the resolution for this. and the language in the resolution says, Monmouth County-based company has identified an innovative organic compound additive that, according to the company, has proven to accelerate the biodegradation of plastics, including single-use plastics, to biodegrade into soil, leaving no toxins or microplastics in 3 to 5 years instead of centuries, resulting in a lessening of the growth of landfills. So, just to repeat one more time, it's a organic compound additive.
If I can also interject, not on that item, but regarding the consent agenda, I'd like to ask to tab resolution 082-2022, authorizing execution of MOU Captain Murtha, tabled into our next meeting. Captain Murtha has asked for additional time to review his MOU.
Okay, we're good. So, consent agenda. These items may be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, like what just happened, council may remove that item from the consent agenda. So we have resolution 79, certified improving 2021 LoSAP contributions. I really thought he was going to ask about that. 80, support autism awareness. 81, amending resolution 13, 22, appointment of duties. Resolution 83, 2022, supporting NJDEP organic biodegradation of single-use plastics. And resolution 84, payment of bills, $984,108.63. I need a motion and a second.
Crowley moves.
Murphy second.
Discussion? Marlon put? Okay, thank you. And roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Baum?
Yes.
Resolutions on the consent agenda have passed.
Okay, now I need a motion to table resolution 82.
So moved.
Baum. Second.
Okay, and roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Baum?
Yes.
Resolution 82 has been tabled.
Okay, so reports. Mr. Murphy.
Thank you, ma'am. Got a few things to talk about. As far as fire department, the fire department is looking to add signage to their building. They will be putting in a permit to do so and discussing that among themselves. But they're looking to put a sign right above the window, okay, in front of the building. It's at the top. So it's a pointless window. So they're looking to just cover that up with some signage so people know where that's at. First aid, not much to report on that. We do have a budget being voted on at the next meeting. Next meeting will be April 26th. A few things for recreation. Recreation has some basketball clinics. They are back for the summer. All this information is on the website in the Department of Recreation. Kindergarten through third graders will be playing July 20th and 27th, as well as August 3rd. Boys and girls, $20 to play. You can register online on our website. For the older kids, grades 4th through 7th, that will be July 12th through August 4th. And also you may register online, hours between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. We did have our annual Easter egg hunt this past weekend, which was wonderful. Easter Bunny was fantastic. Big shout out to Recreation member Sue Curry for leading that. She did a fantastic job. As well as everybody else that helped out. We do have our town-wide garage sale. It will be May 14th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a rain date of May 15th. $10 per address. You can also register for that online. Summer recreation dates have been decided. That's going to be July 5th through August 12th. Currently, we are looking for a director as well as camp counselors. Please see our website to apply for those positions. And that's all I got for recreation. Our recreation meeting was canceled for tonight, so there's not a whole lot to go over there. Mm-hmm. Moving on to DPW. Recycling reminder, all paper and cardboard that is out for recycling must be flattened and tied in bundles or placed in large boxes. Warnings will be given out shortly. We are still having issues with residents using plastic bags for recycling, both on the route and in the yard. They cannot take those plastic bags with recycling. We have started, and we have started townwide zone-by-zone scheduled brush pickup. Zone 1 and Zone 4 have been completed. Anything currently out in zone, in the two zones, is in violation. Please check the calendar for zone pickup. All brush can be dropped off at the borough yard as well, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 4 p.m. Water well number 4 has been redeveloped and is almost complete. Reminder, hydrant flushing is scheduled for April 18th through the 22nd. Please refer to the borough calendar for all schedules and borough information. Any issues, please call Director Jimmy Phillips, 848-444-0067. And I will leave OEM and police for Councilman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Councilman Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. Parking Committee meets next week. You can find the link on ahnj.com if you'd like to join. Holly Tree parking signs are up, which you'll see say no parking without permit between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., but now 6-hour parking is allowable during the day. More signage will go up, I think, actually, to put up the 6-hour limit, so everybody will be aware of that next week. The Parking Committee, again, turns to the council and looks to the council for direction on what next steps are for a Parking Committee. If you can give us some added direction. I know that we had the workshop about the parking garage, and along with that was a request to see if we could find some funding for a traffic study and if we could put out an RFP for that. Mm-hmm. So the committee would like to kindly request that we do put out an RFP so we can start giving quotes. I know that I forwarded on probably 3 or 4 different firms that could do a parking study. I forwarded that to our borough administrator. So if that's something we want to move on, that information is already in hand. Technology and communication, we had a meeting last night. We, Zumu, who is our current administrator of AHNJ.com, mm-hmm. has done a mock-up of a splash page for the redesigned AHNJ. It looks good. It's very intuitive. It needs work. And so the committee members are putting together notes about language that we want to tweak so that it's even more intuitive and so that we can make it a much easier experience for people to be able to quickly find where it is that they need to go and how they can maneuver and navigate around the site. As you can see up on the walls, the television sets are here. The remote camera is there. There's another camera right here in the sound bar. That sound bar is where we will hear when callers come in. We'll be able to hear their audio very clearly through that. You can see the picture in picture that there are actually two cameras. There is a camera that is in the sound bar, and that's primarily, you can zoom with it. It doesn't have as powerful a zoom as that. The optics are not as good as the main camera. But for court sessions, if a plaintiff and a defendant are sitting there, we'll be able to get a nice picture of them. This camera, again, for planning board, mayor and council, and the court system will be able to capture the entire dais, or we can zoom in on either the court clerk or the mayor or the judge, or we can spin it around, we can see the audience. And it's not working right now, but it's all operated through basically an iPad. And what will be nice for here, mayor and council, for Doug or for Michelle or whoever else, we'll have presets for the camera, so all you have to do is just tap the button and the camera will go exactly to where it needs to go. So if you're in court, you just tap the button, it goes to the judge. You are in mayor and council, you want to go on wide shot, tap the button to go to the wide shot. We already did a slight test with it today for the court system, and it's great because it just interfaced immediately with the jail system out in Freehold. So they're set to go. And again, like I said, that camera with the zoom is going to be great for planning board. If somebody has not given us a memory stick with their drawings, they can have the drawing on the table and we'll be able to see it. We'll be able to zoom in nice and tight and be able to see that. The mayor asked an interesting question, which is, do we need to stick with Zoom? The answer is no. We could go to Team, we can stick with Zoom. This camera system still has the echo canceling software in it, so it defeats the feedback that we were getting at the beginning of the pandemic and learning our way, you know, with the system. But if the council or planning board or the court system has their own system, but that's a decision that we can make. Mm-hmm. We are not limited to one platform. We have multiple choices. Recreation, the only thing I'll add is, I just would like to thank Sue Curry again for all that work. She put on a great event. I think there were probably about 200 plus people in attendance, and the bunny was particularly good this year. Very friendly.
Very familiar.
Seemed familiar, and I don't know if that's just from past years, but the bunny had a lot of good moves out there too. Also, I'm just putting the paperwork for our free movie night down at the Marina Lawn, and that'll be June 25th, July 30th, August 27th, and I believe September 24th is when we'll do the music festival that I've been talking about.
September 24th?
I think so. It'll be probably 3 to 5 bands, go from 5 to 10, shorter than last year's music festival, but I think it'll be a lot of fun because we're looking at all sorts of, we're looking at everything from swing to jazz, the R&B, alt rock, classic rock. So I think we've got some good choices, so I think it'll be a lot of fun. And a little cooler if we do it at the end of September than doing it, I think we were at the end of July. I only say regionalization, we have not had a meeting. I know several of us went to the workshop that they had in Highlands. I won't really get into it other than I wish that they had waited, and I wish they had waited at Highlands like our town is doing, so that we can get the full report from Hudson, which is due in May. I think both sides should be presented, and I think the way we're conducting ourselves here doing that and giving our town folk both sides of the argument. And I'm assuming that Hudson might disagree with Porzio, and I really shouldn't. That's not fair of me, because they could come out on the same side. But at least both sides heard from, I think, is the way to do it. So I'm happy with the way we're conducting that. And that's it, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Brockia?
Yeah, regarding the harbor, we started painting the new stripes, new sissies, and on the deck. And we're going to work our way over to the harbor office. If you've noticed, they've been pretty poor last few years. We also had some water pipes that were broken for a while. We didn't have any water. Boats were going in, and there was no way to wash them. Those have been repaired. That occurred during cold weather. Some of the pipes dispersed, and they started one end of the pier and worked the way to harbor, worked their way over to Pier 9, and that water was turned on this week. Fuel lines were inspected and passed. You know, it's important because if we have any leaks by the water, obviously it's a pollution issue. The company that inspected them is one that is pretty well known, and they inspect equipment throughout the East Coast on sea stores, gas stations, things like that. They've got a lot of experience, so we've got a lot of confidence in them. Yacht Club also requested permission to put out signs at various locations to help with some events they have and help with their membership. And we discussed that because we were concerned that, you know, if we allowed that, everyone would want to do it. And we decided the best thing to do is just develop a policy, which is being done now. Do you know where we are in the policy by chance?
Yeah, I believe the policy was to, they had asked for, I believe nine or ten
right.
signs. And that number was reduced down to 2.
All right.
And I believe the new policy will be reflective of 2 signs for any of the entities that are currently in the harbor and may have a need to post a temporary signs for an event or for something that they're doing. And these will be temporary signs that they're going to put up,
right.
2 of them for the season, and then they'll have them removed. They stick in the ground, and they just take them out. No mounting or anything of that nature.
Right. So that was something good, because it's not something we contemplated any time before. Mr. White submitted $500,000 in overages to FEMA. We're not sure what we'll get back, if any, but we're going to keep trying. We're also getting estimates on approximately 10 more helixes for moorings, because we tend to expand the mooring field, 10, maybe 12 as well. Revenues were really good. We're up 19% year over year. This is January through March. It's approximately $300,000 increase. And it's good news with all the expenses we've had on the harbor with the ramp and the hoist and those repairs that we made this past year. Regarding finance, next meeting we're going to introduce our budget. It's going to be up for a vote. Currently, we don't have a tax increase. It's a fifth out of the last 6 years we haven't raised taxes. The budget's flat. Officially, tax appeals can change slightly because we don't know the outcome of that till it goes through the court's legal system, and sometimes that affects the number, but it's a tiny, tiny fraction of a percent, if at all. But technically, it does change it. And when we put the budget together, We had additional money set aside for our police contract, which I know Mr. Bones will be discussing in a moment. And then the Cannabis Committee met this afternoon, and we finally have the outlines for a draft ordinance we're going to submit to Mr. Senna for review and construction. When that's complete, we'll get it out for a public comment, and I want to hear from everybody. My thanks to Mr. Kraus, Mr. Knuckle, and Councilman Hohenleitner for getting this done. And open space, no updates now since the last meeting. And regarding regionalization, you know, I've been on the committee for a couple of years now. And one thing I do want to say is I attended the Seabright via telephone this week. And, you know, nobody should have any opinion on whether it's good or bad yet, because we're waiting on all the facts. And I think, like Mr. Crowley said, it's a good idea to wait till the facts are out, and then we can decide what to do. Unfortunately, it's turned into an adversarial us against them process to some extent, but I think that's changing, you know, because we're all neighbors, we all live in this community, we should put the kids and taxpayers first above our personal feelings on it, and I think that's starting to happen. You know, the more we talk, you know, the more congenial it gets and more collaboration we're going to have. So I'd encourage us to continue to do that, and hopefully we'll have something good come out of this for everybody. And I want to welcome the Boy Scouts here today.
Yay. It's
Mr. David Gannon's here for our merit badge.
Our Boy Scouts.
He's a fine young man. And that's it for my reports.
Thank you.
Thank you. As Councilman Baracchia said, later on today we'll be talking about and hopefully voting on afterwards the police contract in executive session, and then after that possibly voting on it. So that'll be coming up shortly. This week was National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. I know Chief Breyer, the mayor, and Mr. Farragina had gone out to Monmouth County Sheriff's Office, where they received a tour of the facility from Sheriff Sean Golden. Thank you to all of our dispatchers, past and present. You might have seen around town signs about distracted drivers. There's been a crackdown for this month. Traffic safety bulletin that was recently put out says, an analysis of the New Jersey crash data from 2011 to 2020 found that 51% of all crashes involved a distracted driver. 32% of all fatal crashes involved a distracted driver. 30% of the drivers involved in distracted driving crashes were 21 to 30, and 45% of all distracted driving crashes occurred between noon and 6 p.m. 43% of the pedestrians involved in crashes involved a distracted driver. So the main key here is put the phone down. It can wait. Try not to be distracted when you're driving through town or anywhere for that fact, because the life you could save is not only your own, but someone else who's walking down the street or driving. So we want to look out for that. April 25th, we will have a team of assessors in from the New Jersey State Association of Police Chiefs examining all the aspects of the Atlantic Islands Police Department policies and procedures, management operations. For the last, I believe since 2011, Chief? Last three years, 2018. We've been an accredited police department. They're going to come out. They're going to, you know, verify everything, make sure we have best practice and standards. Also, April, many of our employees receive CPR training. CPR is one thing that could save a life. The earlier the CPR is initiated, the better. The likelihood of the patient's survival rate increases. The Atlantic Islands PBA Ball is hosting their 33rd annual PBA Ball on May 27th at 7 p.m.
Yay.
After a couple of years off, they are back.
Woo-hoo.
So tickets are available from any officer.
Like the prom.
You can see any officer. And there's also availability for Ed Journal Space, which the deadline is May 10th. You can see an officer, or I actually have a form or two here that I can get to you. OEM report. Submitted by Sarah Weimer. She did participate in a couple of management mapping and information drills for OEM coordinators. There's another drill which she'll be attending on April of this week. She's already completed some social media, developing management volunteers, homeland security exercises, and our next meeting will be sometime later this month, so we'll have more to report on that. And the Emergency Services Committee met on March 23rd. Councilman Dockery, Ms. Keelan, who I see is here somewhere, Mr. Weimer, myself, Ed Citron, and Zach Brown were in attendance. We discussed a lot of different ideas of what we can do with emergency services moving forward. Our next meeting is the 27th. We'll be reviewing some of the suggestions that were brought forward and having more dialogue on that, trying to get our emergency services back online. And I believe that is all I have. Councilman Murphy did Public Works. And that's it.
All right, thank you. And administrative report. You want to go? Go? Anyone? Anyone?
Thank you. Eight items here. First item is with the assistance of, from Colliers Engineering for the harbor and CME Engineering for the borough proper. My office submitted 9 applications yesterday for 2023 federal appropriations through the House of, through the House Appropriations Committee. Item 2, on March 31st, I attended the Monmouth County Annual Training at the Special Operations and Communications Center for Elected Officials and Borough Administrators. This was held by the Sheriff, County Clerk, Commissioners, and others. Earlier in the week, item 3, earlier in the week, Chief Reiner, the Mayor, and I, as was previously discussed, met with the Monmouth County Sheriff's Office, where Sheriff Sean Golden led a tour of the facilities, including their state-of-the-art communications center, which is the hub for Atlantic Island Dispatch. The tour coincided with Dispatcher Appreciation Week. Item 4, on Tuesday, April 5th, I attended a Cannabis in the Workplace webinar by the New Jersey State League of Municipalities. Item 5, as was previously mentioned, my office, with the collaboration of Mr. Flieger in the harbor and DPW Director Jimmy Phillips, directed aesthetic improvements in the harbor area. Those are currently in process, including, as was mentioned, parking restriping. In addition to that, the three Bayshore trail signs have been replaced. The new ones are up. The flower pots along the promenade will have new fresh dirt and flowers planted in them. Lights that were not in operation are now back working. One of the light posts was fairly in bad condition in terms of being scraped and what have you. That was repainted today. As was mentioned, power washing of several buildings, repainting of several buildings will begin shortly, and a few other items. So the harbor's looking really nice, and again, thank you to those individuals who helped doing the walkthrough and identify those things and making those things happen quickly. Item 6, reminder to the borough council members to file your financial disclosures by April 30th. Mm-hmm. Item 7, the DEP compliance inspection of the New Jersey natural gas remediation at the Hennessy Boulevard and West Highland Avenue properties took place earlier today. And item 8, RFPs for redevelopment plan were due April 11th and opened by the borough clerk and business administrator on April 12th. One RFP was received. That completes my report.
Thank you. Doug?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Our office is progressing with the annual DEP MS4 stormwater renewal permit on behalf of the borough. I don't anticipate any issues with meeting the submission deadline. That's moving along fine. The Nijipte's discharge permit at the water treatment plant, that's been submitted. That's complete at this point. So you're remaining in compliance. And there's a biannual recertification by our LSRP for some work at the harbor. We completed that ahead of this deadline as well. So those were three actions that took place since the last meeting. I've been working with your public works department and administrator on the upcoming road program. So we're continuing to, primarily we need to implement the 21 Municipal Aid DOT grant, which has an award deadline of this fall. So that'll be the primary component of the upcoming road program. And then we're identifying the remaining funding and updating cost estimates to get that packaged up for your consideration. Many Mine Avenue Park, south of Route 36. Mm-hmm. The purchase order was issued to the general contractor, and I'll work with their office to get in a construction schedule and report back with you when ahead of time prior to any demolition of the existing site.
Thank you.
No report except that we're introducing ordinance of Bear One for introduction next meeting to repeal our ordinance for plastic bags. Plastic bag mandate is superseded by state law now. That's going to be on the introduction next time.
Oh, thank you. That's it. Just a few things here for me. I want to thank Linda Pengruters for Clean Ocean Action and the 63 volunteers that picked up 4,000 pieces of trash this past Saturday. It was cold, but everyone was out there doing their job, and I want to thank and appreciate every single one of them. Also, I was sent this, that there will be a Memorial Day parade. Yay, Scouts. Yay, I know. It's been a long time. And the marching band, Henry Hudson's marching band, will be participating. There will be, it says here, Pete Doyle, who's in charge of the parade, will sit down with our new chief of police and discuss the event with him, and he will be the grand marshal. Yay!
There you go.
And this is in for the mayor and council to march in the parade as well. So thank you. And that is May 30th. Everyone will line up down in the marina at 10:30. And no hot dogs this year. So, but that was it. So now moving on. Public comment or questions?
Good evening, Morgan Spicer, 6 Victoria Woods Drive. Just want to say congratulations again for the virtual setup. But I'm here live, so I don't know how great it is, but I assume it's going really well. So thank you again. I was really disappointed the cannabis wasn't on the agenda, but I'm glad to hear it sounds like moving forward, so I won't bother you with that. Instead, I'll bother you with my Medicare for All plea one more time. One more time, so the next time. Because I'm not going to stop. Insider New Jersey published an article earlier this week, and I just want to read it very quickly. In New Jersey, the call for Congress to support Medicare for All is getting louder. In February, Mercer County became the latest among 14 other jurisdictions in New Jersey to send a message to the congressional delegation that guaranteed health care is needed now more than ever. Additionally, members of the New Jersey congressional delegation, including Frank Pallone, Donald Norcross, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and Donald Payne, have all signed on in support of Medicare for All. In 2020, over 500,000 New Jersey residents did not have any form of health insurance. Even for those who do have it, many still struggle to pay their medical bills, effectively barring access to relief for many, including myself. Medicare for All will end premiums, lower prescription costs, and expand coverage to cover hearing, dental, and vision. We can eliminate the choice between putting food on the table or paying for insulin. We won't have to think twice about calling an ambulance because we can't afford the ride. I think we all can relate to that, so I just wanted to bring it again. It is a resolution. I sent it to Councilman Crowley. Requires nothing. It just is a message to our Congress that this is something that they should be working on. So, one more time, I hope you consider supporting that.
Okay, thank you.
Tracy Abbey White, 7 Milton Road, Atlantic Highlands. Just want to start out with a comment and then ask a quick question. In 1990-something, I was asked to serve on the school board for Henry Hudson. And I was really honored because I was a teacher at Middletown, and to be on the school board, I thought, this is such a significant job. One of the things that happened when I was on the school board during that time was if the school budget was defeated, the council had the ability to say, okay, it's been defeated, we want you to knock off X amount of money. And I remember sitting in a room with several of my board members and literally going through a ledger and cutting out $1,000. $3,000, $5,000 to get to that $100,000 mark, and saying to the other people in the room, if the town had any idea how tightly we were running our budgets, they would never have defeated the budgets. When my term was up, I served for 7 years. When my last term was up, I realized I couldn't help us anymore on the school board, so I ran for council. And the first thing that I did when I joined the council was appoint myself the school liaison. At that point, no one on the council had any students, any children in the public schools, so they had absolutely no idea what we were doing. And at every meeting, I would talk about what was going on in Henry Hudson and what was going on in Atlantic Highlands. And I'm really pleased to say that none of the school budgets were defeated during that time. I am a huge advocate of public education, and I am so proud of our schools. After 10 years of serving our community, I took a step back and focused on my career and focused on my family. And when the mayor called me and asked me to run the committee on the feasibility study, I asked her what it entailed. She said, gather the information, host 2 town hall meetings, get it on the ballot to have the taxpayers vote for it. If she said, you're going to be stepping into some type of a political battle, quite frankly, I would have said, absolutely not. I don't understand why there are 2 studies. I thought the tri-district was already a tri-district, but that's just me, and I think a lot of other people may feel that way too. I'm really proud of what they're doing to share services, and I'm hoping that they make it, they tightly align the curriculum going forward. I'm not really sure why adding an average of 3 students per class is a challenge, but we'll see that in their feasibility study. And I know that when I served on the school board, if someone said to me, you may have some additional funding to hire another teacher or to add some type of an educational program, I would have been thrilled. What I don't understand is why this council, not all of you were here, but the council unanimously approved money for a LEAP grant that is paid for by the taxpayers, hired a special attorney to run this feasibility, to monitor this feasibility study, and why you're not willing to share the findings of that feasibility study with the public. So while we know that there are 2 different studies, one is just the tri-district, one includes Seabright, I'm asking for this council to give us a date to let the public know the benefits and concerns of the feasibility study that was approved by the council. That's it.
Thank you. Well, right now we're waiting, like, as you all know, we're waiting for the other study to come out. We're asked to stand down, take a breath, and that's what we're doing. I believe that at that point, Dr. Beam said that it will be done in May, and we can have 2 town halls by then, and it will have to go to, you know, out by August 14th, and I believe we can still do that date.
One point of clarification, the report that you're talking about, Tracy, was released.
Yeah, that's public.
It was on HNJ.com. I don't know if it's been accidentally removed. If it has, we can put it back out there.
I meant in the forum, because of misinformation, like I just said to you.
Like a town hall.
Was a dry district. I thought it was all one district. That's why I didn't understand why we're doing a feasibility study. So if you're not, quote, in the know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I had nothing, as a regular person, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. You raised an interesting point. Somebody asked me this question when we were in Highlands, and they said, if you were there, so you remember there was a gentleman that got up and he said, I don't understand. I thought Atlantic Highlands was fully in with this because you went and you funded the report. I'm going to probably oversimplify it by just saying that Seabright came to us and said, we'd like to do a report and see about joining with you and Highlands. And would you like to kick in some money? And that's what we originally did, is we said, sure, why not? I mean, we're open to, sure, maybe there's some good things here. And that's
what year, what year was that?
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2020.
It was before
it
me.
It wasn't a statement of saying that Atlantic Highlands was behind this. We just said, let's look into it.
The committee, it's all off stop because I don't.
Right. Thank you.
The committee was really formed to present the information to the town, not to endorse it or oppose it. You've heard me say that many, many times. So I'm not saying either way. I'm just saying I'm getting questions. I'm sure you are too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It has now become a political division, and it never should be. This is about
correct.
Children. This isn't about you or me. It is about our children getting the best education possible. And if there's some adjustment that needs to be made, let's let the people know that.
Okay, thank you.
The only thing I would just add, and we don't have to talk about this right now, we can talk about this as a committee, but you did just say that, and maybe you and the mayor had a communication of getting this on the ballot as a referendum. As a group, we have not, I don't think we've formalized what it is that we're doing or not doing, but I know that as a group, we've only talked about, we're going to take all the facts, analyze it, and then we'll come back with a statement. But I don't believe that the mission rules have ever been formally approved or voted on or discussed as a group that it's
added a referendum. We have not done a resolution for the referendum.
Right.
That's correct.
Mayor, just as a point of clarification, I know you said sometime in May that this report should be coming out. I know Councilman Baraki was on the CBR meeting, and I see Councilman Bieber from CBR here. Dr. Beams had stated in their meeting on Monday when I was there that she now thinks it'll be done sometime in the end of April.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope that stays the case.
Okay.
Hopefully we see it sooner, we can get the information out for the bank.
Okay, thank you. Any, Mr. Fisher? Oh, Mr. Gannon.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Michael Gannon, 2 Columbia Avenue. I'm also the Vice President of the Henry Hudson Board of Education.
You took my spot.
Sorry.
No, that's good. That's good.
You can keep that spot.
Yeah, this is next.
So there was a Tri-District Board of Education statement that was released. You know, hope everyone has it. I do have a copy of it, but I'm not going to read it all to you. But I do want to say, first off, just thank you for taking the time, because we want to make sure this is right for our children.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. As a Board of Education member, that is my lead goal, just to make sure what our decisions benefit our children, all right? And that is what every member of the Board of Education at Henry Hudson, and I know the members of the Board of Education in Atlantic Highlands are doing, all right? So I want to thank you for just giving us the opportunity to get this feasibility study completed, to get it completed as thoroughly as possible. We are getting it done as fast as possible. You know, because we do understand, you know, that there is obviously, you know, interest on all councils, you know. So, you know, we are trying our best to get it done as fast as possible, to get it analyzed as fast as possible, and to have an honest comparison to see, you know, how this works and how this benefits, you know, our children. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Here's the man.
Yay. Oh, you don't want to say any words? Nothing?
No.
You have nothing to? Okay.
All right.
Right, Mr. Fisher.
Mark Fisher, 9130 Avenue.
Just to add to the regionalization mix, because it hasn't been mentioned tonight, in addition to the two feasibility studies, the first one that the boroughs conducted, plus the update, and now we have the Board of Education feasibility study, there's a fourth feasibility study in the works. Seabright has an additional feasibility study either finished or will be finished by next week, and that will be just a Seabright Highlands K-12. So just to get that out there so that people know. The only other question I had was a follow-up from the last meeting about the St. Agnes property, the tax exemption status. We said the school building and the Hess Center were one lot, and I asked if the open space lot behind the buildings were separate in the deed or if they could be brought back onto the tax rolls. I think at the time the feeling was the lots were separated.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I do not either.
Yeah.
We can look into it, but I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah, and I don't know if they ever were on the tax.
Yeah, well, before there was a school, they were. Way back before I was went to St. Agnes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
A long time.
I don't know what entity.
I watched that school get built.
I don't know what entities were on that property. But we can look into your question.
If you could, and that's of course to try and get it back on the tax rolls.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Fisher, question.
Yes, yes.
With the feasibility between study being done between Highlands and Seabright, did they state who is financing that? Is that a joint venture or is one?
I don't know, but we probably have a person here who might know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can
the floor.
Yeah, we can take that
off.
Anyone else? I can't believe this. Okay, so, right now,
anybody can see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally forgot.
Sorry.
Okay, so now we need a motion and a second to go into executive session.
Murphy?
Carolyn, Bonds.
So,
okay.
Just remember.
All in favor?
Aye.
And just remember, we may be taking formal action on the PBA, approval of the PBA agreement if the council decides to do so after executive session. Approximate duration 30 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Need a motion and a second to come out of executive at 8:15.
Murphy.
Crowley.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now, resolution 86-2022. Whereas the borough of Atlantic Highlands has been involved in extensive negotiations with the PBA Local 242, representing officers below the rank of captain chief in the police department for a new PBA collective bargaining agreement to succeed the contract in effect for July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2020. And whereas, after diligent efforts to negotiate a successor agreement and several sessions over the course of a number of months with the PBA representatives, a proposed negotiation settlement and new PBA contract for the years July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2025 has been arrived at the proposed, and whereas the proposed collective bargaining agreement essentially provides for salary increases and other minor changes, all as set forth in the proposed PBA collective bargaining agreement, and whereas the borough governing body has determined that it is in the best interest of the borough to resolve the PBA collective bargaining agreement through this negotiation agreement for the period of July 2020 through June 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the governing body of the borough of Atlantic Highlands and the county of Monmouth, state of New Jersey, that the mayor and borough clerk are hereby authorized to execute a collective bargaining agreement with the PBA Local 242 for a period of July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2025 to be formally executed after said collective bargaining agreement contract is approved as to form by the borough attorney. And be it further resolved that the borough officials are authorized to make the retroactive salary payments due pursuant to the said contract upon adoption of the required salary ordinance. I need a motion.
Murphy.
Okay, and roll call.
Mr. Murphy.
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mr. Barakia.
Yes.
Mr. Bonds.
Yes.
Resolution 86 has passed.
Yay. Whew. That was great. So, and now?
Can we make a motion for
yep.
adjournment?
Yes.
Murphy?
Crowley.
Yes. Roll call. What?
Yes. Aye. Have a good night, everyone.
Everyone have a blessed Passover and a beautiful Easter. Yes.